Harper Paperbacks and Harper Audio present The Inheritance, a novel by Joanna Goodman, performed by Rebecca Lohman. For my spirit sisters, who carried me through the last few years. Say not you know another entirely, till you have divided an inheritance with him. Johann Caspar Lavater. Preface. Virginia Bunt is flat on her back, her lower body unnaturally twisted on the hardwood, no feeling below her shins. The sheet is wet and sticky underneath her thighs, the duvet tangled around her feet, all of it having come off the bed with her. She can't move. She has no idea how long she's been here. A day? 2 days? Spectacular pain is exploding up and down her left side, from her knee to her groin. Her left leg is turned awkwardly, the inner thigh pushed out. The entire leg is deeply bruised, mottled dark purple. The room is quiet. She's alone. She usually doesn't like to be left alone, not by men, but this is different, her perspective having been stunningly altered by the circumstances. She thinks about her girls, though not with the usual crushing remorse or apparatic shrieks of guilt in her head. She's failed them utterly and completely, she knows that. But now it just seems so irrelevant. None of it matters anymore. Not the kind of mother she's been, or the women they've become, especially Arden, who is so much like her. Tate always manages to land on her feet, but Arden can be so helpless. She worries about Arden, her passivity and codependence, traits Virginia has certainly passed down to her youngest daughter. Even if Virginia lives, she's already lost the battle. There's a certain overriding clarity to it all, though. This was always going to be her destiny. She sees that now. Not just the violent battering of her body and ego, but the epic humiliation at the hands of a man, the complete aloneness of this moment. You know you want it, you decrepit old whore. She can just imagine how the girls will react to this, her grandest fuck-up yet. Let it go, Virginia. Let go of what they think. Maybe she won't tell them. Maybe she'll die here like this. Wouldn't that be poetic? Dying while still waiting for her life to start. She can hear the subway rumble outside her window, and it's comforting to know that life is going on out there. People are going places, getting on with things. Life is expanding, and though she may not be part of it, the sound of the train makes her feel like she's not alone on the planet. As she floats in and out of consciousness, she remembers as a little girl waking up one night from a bad dream and calling out for her mother. She must have been about 5 or 6. She couldn't remember what the dream was about, but her heart was beating very fast. Her eyelet curtains were pulled open, and the tree branches outside her window looked scarier than usual. She slid her feet out of bed, grabbed her doll, Constance, and hurried out of her room. She was wearing baby doll pajamas with a scalloped hem, and she felt cold. There were goosebumps up and down her arms and legs, but she wasn't sure if they were from the cold or from being scared. She padded down the hall to her parents' room, knowing her mother would let her sleep in their bed. Not between them. Her father didn't like Virginia in the bed, said it disrupted his sleep. But on her mother's side, curled in a fetal position with her mother's heart beating against her back. She had one hand on the doorknob. She was holding Constance's hair with the other and was about to open the door when she heard them arguing.
You could...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?